Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. Last Sunday, Peter preached a delicious sermon. I became hungry as Peter wondered out loud, what indeed were the seasonings on the fish the disciples gave Jesus? And Peter acknowledged he was a foodie. But my cousin Paul and his wife Flissa would give Peter a challenge. Flissa posts on Facebook almost every day and uploads images whenever they are in a restaurant, especially posting well-designed plates of yummy food. But their many selfies with others reveals what they care about the most, the love of family and friends. To receive care, to give with care, fosters the flow of God's love. To say, I care, even when you do not know what else to say, has power. Images of caring on Facebook or in the news warms our hearts and inspires us. In the gospel today, we hear Jesus declare, I am the good shepherd, which Jesus translates for us, I care for you and all people. A sentence later, Jesus says, the hired hand does not care. So Jesus was revealing his heart. I want a personal relationship with you. This was new for them. It might be still new for us. God offers us a personal relationship to trust that God cares. And so Jesus says it again, I am the good shepherd. I know my own. And our second reading states an even wider knowing. God knows everything. The Gospels are full of metaphors, like today, to communicate the care of God. So if Jesus had a cell phone, I think he would have taken a selfie in front of so many sheep, the flock would have extended beyond the picture frame. But more importantly, Jesus would have posted the caption, I care about you. Human caring is a part of the care package of the love of Jesus for us. Learning to receive care and to give care usually starts at an early age. Sometimes children first learn about how to care when they receive their first pet. For me, it was guppy fish, which are much, much smaller than goldfish. So when I was a little girl, I received a gift of a squatty little bowl filled with water and some guppies. Now, besides being responsible to feed them with fish food, I also needed to care for them by keeping the water in their fish bowl clear. Well, one day I decided to take a shortcut. I did not use the small fish net to change the water. Instead, I put the fish bowl over the toilet and held my hand against the bowl to keep the guppies in the bowl. as I watched the dirty water dribble out of the bowl and down into the toilet, so did the guppies. They went right over my hand and into the toilet, and I screamed. I shall never forget that moment. They were gone. And I learned a painful lesson that day about caring and not taking shortcuts. I think taking shortcuts is a people thing, but taking shortcuts is not a God thing. Jesus never took a shortcut with caring, and I don't think I've ever seen animals or pets taking shortcuts with caring. The following is a true story that was posted on Facebook. It is about the risk of caring and shepherding, about a pet who was willing to lay down his life. In October of last year, the deadly fires in Northern California were bearing down on a family's property, and Roland Tembo Hendel knew it was time to round up his family, dogs and cats, and get out of there. But their great Pyrenees dog, Odin, would not leave the goats he had taken responsibility for, and despite the family's efforts to carry him away, he would not cooperate and stayed with his little goat herd. So the family reluctantly and with heavy hearts watched Odin as they were departing, hoping they would see him again, but knowing it was not likely that he would survive the fire coming at them. The escape for the Handel family proved dangerous as the fire spread and they had to drive through the flames. One of their neighbors died in the flames. Flames were pouring out of the windows from the houses they passed. Later that morning, after they had outrun the flames and were safe, Roland said, "I cried, sure that I had sentenced Odin to death, along with our precious family of bottle-fed goats." When the family was able to return to their home, they expected the worst. Roland said, "We were able to make it back to the smoldering wasteland of our forest, and every structure was in ruins. Trees were still burning. We walked toward what was our house, and suddenly the goats appeared and raced toward the family. And there was Odin himself. His fur was burned, whiskers melted, limping on his right leg, but still shepherding. Despite the battle injuries he had suffered in his desperate fight with the flames. During the firestorm, Odin not only protected his flock, he also seemed to have welcomed several baby deer. And they were huddled around Odin for safety. There were many comments on Roland's Facebook page. People were inspired by Odin's persistence and courage, perhaps indicating for us that the layered image of the Good Shepherd metaphor is not lost for our time. And Jesus said, "I am the Good Shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for my sheep." I have other sheep who do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. Odin not only was willing to lay down his doggy life for his flock of goats, but his care saved several baby deer, and they became one flock with one shepherd. It is our turn. We are to provide a space where all are welcome, to provide a place where people feel like they belong, that we care. It is our turn to offer the caring hands and words of Jesus. One of the smallest acts of healing care that I remember as a child was receiving a Band-Aid. I remember my mom put a Band-Aid on my scraped knee. I was feeling several things at the time, even though I did not know it. I was no longer alone or afraid. I heard words of comfort, support, and hope. And as I felt her gentle touch, the scraped wound was covered up with the Band-Aid. I knew I was going to be okay. As we trust the constant care of the risen Jesus, we grow to know we are going to be better than okay. A few years ago, I received a gift for the sake of ministry. They are Jesus Band-Aids. Each Band-Aid has faces of Jesus on it. I keep them in my office, and they remind me that even though I am not the power for healing, I am meant to be an instrument of peace, of faith, hope, and love, of unity, and of reconciliation. It is our turn to care as Jesus did. We may not be in a situation that is life-threatening or saves the life of another, but we may be in a situation that is redemptive, that rescues another from fear, isolation, or insecurity. A small act of kindness, a warm smile, a touch on the shoulder, a soft look in another's eyes, a plate of warm chocolate chip cookies, a hand-picked rose wrapped in aluminum foil. Any loving gesture can be for another person a healing grace, the beginning of a new way forward, from loneliness to relationship, from isolation to community, from alienation to understanding, from despair to hope, from sadness to joy. Pray each day to be faithful and available. It is our turn to shepherd. It is our turn to love in truth and in action. It is our turn to trust the power of the Good Shepherd to make us whole. The power of the Good Shepherd to make us one flock. It is our turn to provide a place and space where all feel they belong. So together, we can love God, love others, and serve the world. So go ahead and take a selfie with someone you care about and post it on Facebook with the words, "We care." This is who we are at St. Francis. We care because the risen Jesus cares for us and through us all. Amen.